Now let me begin to read. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. Now, here we have the beginning of the voyage, and they're going to sail to Italy. And Paul is put in charge of a centurion by the name of Julius, and he has the prisoners. And Paul probably was the only one who was a Roman citizen among the prisoners. Others were criminals. They were sent to Rome for the execution. Many of them would become gladiators, and they were fed to the wild beasts. You see, in that day, there was a constant stream of human life from all corners of the empire that was fed into the maw of this public vice there in the Colosseum in Rome. Now, what an opportunity this was for Paul. Among this class, that the gospel brought the most hope, because these were hopeless men that were being taken to Rome. And you will recall that one of the things that the Lord Jesus himself said, he came to set free the prisoners, free spiritually, delivered from their sin and delivered from their guilt. Now the centurion, as we see here, his name is Julius. And I feel that he's a very courteous pagan. Let's read on, and I think we'll find that true. Verse 2 now of Acts 27. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. Now again here, you actually need a map to follow along in this missionary journey. This missionary journey, as you know, takes us to Rome. And I'm very sorry that I don't have a map for that. However, I would suggest that you get a Bible that has maps in the back and turn to one, and the chances are you will have this journey of Paul set before us. And if you do, you'll notice that now he's going up the coast of Israel at this particular time. In other words, they didn't take a straight sailing from the seaport there and went directly over. Actually, I know that when we took a plane out of the Lod airport that's there at Tel Aviv, we just, you know, you just start going right across the Mediterranean Sea. And for a time, while you were really out of sight of land on that trip, now you'll find that Paul here goes up to the coast. That is, the ship does, and of course Paul's on board, and you can follow it up the coast there. Now, I'm not going to spend any time with that.